Blog Talk Radio.
It is imperative that believing ones have a very deep, a very profound understanding of faith. Pistis in the Greek. The word faith, that is the noun faith, is not found in the Old Testament. Wherever one reads the word faith in the Old Testament, it is because we have imposed our understanding upon the text. Once again, the noun faith does not appear in the Old Testament Hebrew. In the New Testament, the word pistis that we call faith is a noun of action, a noun of action. So it is a word that has the characteristics of a noun, person, place, or thing, and a verb. So a noun of action. In the Old Testament, the reason why the word faith is not found within the text, it is because faith is what one demonstrates through one's action. So while we do not find the word faith, we have the actions of faith found in the Old Testament. Very important. And so we see in the life of Abraham this profound person of faith who is called in the book of James the friend of God. Why? Because of his very powerful faithing actions. So it is imperative that we study this term faith and what it means for us. So we read in Hebrews 11:1, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And so in the Greek text, of course, we have the noun pistis. And in the Greek text before, the noun of action, pistis, we have the Greek preposition dei. I don't have time to go into this preposition tonight, but notice, faith is state of being verb. And in the Greek text, the article the is not found before the noun substance. So we read faith is substance of things hoped for. And the word in Greek for faith means confident expectation toward the future. The evidence, negotum, evidence of things not seen. Listen to the language. Study the syntax. Think about what is being communicated to the believing community. We have a definition of faith and what it means for us, provided to us by God so that we might know. And then, after the writer provides for us a definition of faith. He illustrates faith actions. He illustrates faith actions. Not by what people said, but by what they did, the actions they performed that demonstrated faith. And in verse 6, he states, this is Hebrews 11:6, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. I'm reading the text as in the King James Version. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, the state of being verb is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him out. And so, believers and the believing community has been called by God to relinquish to give up the empirical lie. The empirical lie is the cosmic system. Paul writes that you and I are not of this age. We as believing ones sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Our poetuma, or our real citizenship, is in Uranos, heaven. You and I are pioneers. We are an outpost community, as it were, in a cosmic system. Jesus said, be in the world, but not out of the world. That is cosmos as a source. We are not out of the cosmic system as a source. You and I have been made partakers of the divine nature because we have been born anew by the Spirit of God. And so, because we have received the washing of regeneration by the Word, we have been born anew by the Spirit of God, we are new creation in Christ. And qualitatively, in the Greek, we are qualitatively new creation in Christ. This is who we are now. And so the old way of seeing, the old way of being, the old theory of knowing, or the old epistemology, the old theory of knowing is over for us. That is built upon a demonic human viewpoint of life. You and I have given that up. There has been that very powerful hiatus with the old, but now we walk by faith and not by sight. Now we order our steps by divine viewpoint thinking as found in the Word of God. When a believer orders his thinking through the divine viewpoint, the old things, he knows that the old ancient things, this is a language that Paul uses. If any man in Christ, he is the creation. The old things, the old ancients, the old worn out things, as we describe, the old worn out epistemology, the old worn out way of being, thinking, acting, reacting, being in bondage, being out of bondage, being angry, being resentful, being bitter. These things are gone because of the new reality in Christ. And the things in Christ are, according to Paul, fresh, F-R-E-S-H, fresh and will ever remain fresh. That is new, fresh, vital, rich, wonderful, powerful, blessed, because of who Jesus is. And so, we willingly surrender the old empirical lie. Because the old empirical lie meant what? It meant bondage. It meant enslavement. It meant being weighed down by the details of this life. There is no buoyancy because of the enslavement to lust patterns, because of the enslavement to thinking that does not profit, to pornography, to affairs, to ever seeking to make money, to be seen, to be noticed, to be heard. Because that is what the world values. In Christ Jesus, we have peace that passes understanding. We have God's own eternal peace. We have the peace of the divine essence because you and I have been made partakers of the divine essence. You and I have a brand new life. We're to live this life by faith actions. By trusting God, by believing His Word, by not only reading the Scriptures, but through faith we believe what we have read and what we read in the Scriptures and believe by faith becomes completed knowledge or epinosis. And we are to grow in grace and in the knowledge of or in the epinosis of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It is this epinosis doctrine that makes us strong. The doctrine that we merely take in and read remains gnosis until it is transformed by faith into epinosis. Then it is usable for us in our spiritual walk with God. Then we can grow in grace. Then we can have deeper prayers. Then we can have a richer fellowship with God. Then we come out of supercilious, haughty, arrogant religiosity. And we begin to understand the profound person of Christ apart from religious incrustations and religious activities that do not profit. But when we have a rich, meaningful fellowship with Jesus through His Word, then we know we are growing up. We know that God is blessing us. We know that we have been made different because we know that the transformation, the transformative work of the Spirit is at work in our lives. And God begins to change our pallor, our countenance. God begins to break up the old thinking that, yes, that anger, God begins to take that away. Why? His Word. How? Through His Word. And then we really do begin to walk in newness of life. And we really do begin to reign as kings in this life. We begin to have a profound relationship with God through faith. And we begin to experience some of the riches that we have through Christ. When we walk by faith and not by sight, when we become doers of His Word and not hearers only deceiving ourselves, we do the Word. The man that doeth the Word will be blessed in his deeds. Good evening. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. God bless you.